Countersales are perpetually amongst the biggest money losers in distribution. It's a bigger issue than companies without advanced analytics realize and represents one of the best opportunities for fast profit gains. There are specific actions companies employ to convert countersales into an important profit contributor. I'll talk about them today. Welcome back to my channel. I'm Randy McLean, the founder of Waypoint Analytics. Waypoint is an online service companies use to pinpoint losses from accounts, products, and every other money-losing part of their business so they can take action to plug leaks. The world's most profitable companies use Waypoint to calculate detailed costs and get exclusive profit reports not available from any other system. Waypoint reports consistently show that countersales are a significant profit killer, and addressing this intelligently can immediately open opportunities for cost reductions and profit increases. In most companies, this can represent tens or hundreds of thousands in new profit retention, if not more. Decades ago, distribution companies were more or less pure wholesalers, selling only to established resellers and installers at the product line, and not open to walk-ins or unknown accounts. Since they've always supported a certain amount of will-call business, it seemed logical to use the same facilities to get incremental business by letting anyone and everyone come and buy on a quasi-retail basis. The problem is compounded by a measurement issue due to the countersales being used as a catch-all for miscellaneous transactions that aren't countersales at all. Any place in the business you have a chronically money-losing entity or activity, it will always be due to an improperly planned and structured service model. Nobody has thought through the purpose of the activity, how it interacts with customers, what resources are needed, how the activity is monetized, and especially what the costs are. A quick, easy, and powerful education that will give you this skill can be found in the book Business Model Generation, which you can find in most bookstores or online at Amazon for just a few dollars. I'll leave a link in the description below. Using the methods in the book, you can evaluate the real potential of any part of your business in an hour. It's a tiny investment that can permanently correct pernicious profit challenges that cost you tens or hundreds of thousands each year. It's worked for thousands of companies, including mine. Back to countersales. The real issue is that the costs of the countersales service model exceed your operating cash or gross profit. A secondary issue is that countersales diverts personnel and space from profitable business done with regular wholesale accounts. This isn't to suggest getting out of countersales, although that's occasionally the best answer. More often, it's better to restructure both the service model and the cost structure to bring them into alignment to produce profits rather than losses. On the cost side, start by eliminating costs like commissions and trade credit. Stop paying commissions on countersales. They're not due to sales effort from a rep, and there's insufficient margin to support them anyway. They also need to be cash and carry, even for large accounts, meaning check or credit card payment only. This is because they're outside the normal flow of business and a big source of collection costs when paperwork goes missing. The carry part of cash and carry means no free shipping on countersales orders. Again, there's insufficient margin to support it, and the customer's already right there. Further, countersales typically take much more time, so you want to reduce manpower consumption by automating the process as far as practical. Think of Costco and Home Depot. There, customers can do their own picking and their own checkout with scanners and credit card terminals. You can analyze your countersales to identify the most commonly sold products and place those in front of the counter and install the same kind of self-service automation the box stores have. To support this, all the self-serve product will need retail packaging with barcodes. Your vendors already offer them, and you'll need to make them part of your own mix. It's very important to end the practice of breaking cartons. There's a reason you can't obtain a single or small quantity of a low-value product. Nobody can afford the cost to handle it. Having customers buy a carton of six spray bottles not only gives you enough margin to cover your costs, it also prevents the customer from coming back and creating five more money-losing orders. Also, on the revenue side, countersales need their own price model. Here, you're really competing with retailers who may be more conveniently located for a quick pickup, and the saving represented by wholesale shouldn't be enough to justify the trip. In fact, you're better off if the price differential to retail is so small that customers actually go to nearby retailers and you forego both $5 in margin and $10 in costs. Countersales is one of the easiest and least risky areas you can make changes that will materially affect your profitability. The worst that will happen is that you'll lose an insignificant amount of sales while reducing or freeing up time and resources that could be better applied to money-making business. There will likely be some accounts that consider your money-losing activities to be good customer service. In a few cases, the business may be attached to valuable and profitable accounts, so you develop a special model that meets their needs. In other cases, the money-losing countersales are all there is. If you can't create a rational model that makes money, you really ought not be doing that business. Finally, you should immediately implement miscellaneous sales accounts for oddball transactions like employee purchases and accounting adjustments to properly isolate them from actual counter sales. This will facilitate proper analysis so you can identify and address other activities that are also bad for business. Why does this matter? Because counter sales is likely a significant and unnecessary drain on the good profits you make elsewhere, and a few hours invested in correcting it can add a lot to your bottom line. The takeaway? Unless you have a streamlined service model, counter sales contribute little in operating cash while running up expenses and diverting manpower from productive uses. If you want to make more money and you don't want to go back to a traditional wholesale-only model, you need to implement a perfectly tailored low-cost model specifically for counter sales.